Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often.
Welcome back to the Stampede Blue Colts Cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Hope you guys enjoyed our first eight picks of the Stampede Blue Colts Cast mock. We're here for picks 9 through 16 tonight. And it should be another good one for your ears. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. We definitely got some nice picks, especially in this. And this is kind of the meat of the draft right here in this number 9 through 15, 16, even probably into 20s. But we'll have that for the next episode. But these first several picks here in this second installment of the draft is pretty impressive. I like these. I like where they go. I think that a lot of these guys are just as good, just off the cuff. I think a lot of these guys could be real impact guys and could end up, you know, we know the redraft situations all the time. You always end up finding a guy in the 20s that should have gone in the top 10. And I don't think this is going to be any different, but this draft so far is shaping up very interesting. Another couple, I wouldn't say shockers, but surprises today for you guys. So also wanted to put out a reminder that we will be doing the live show at Metazoa Brewing. That's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to have myself, Brett Mock, Jake Arthur, and Jared Malott. We're all going to be there live going through the draft second and third rounds on Friday, April 27th. So if you guys are in the neighborhood, come down to Metazoa Brewing Company, and we'll be down there chopping it up about the draft. So hope you guys are available. If not, we'll be on the YouTube page streaming it live. So that's cool too. So let's get right into these picks. Right now we're sitting at pick number 9 with the San Francisco 49ers. And right now the San Francisco 49ers are on the clock. And making that pick for the San Francisco 49ers at number 9 overall, we've got Chris Tully. Chris, what's going on?
How we doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. The San Francisco 49ers have a great opportunity here. There's still, you know, a lot of talent off the board, but at the same time, there's still a lot of talent yet to be picked. So as we spoke about off air, you know, 4 quarterbacks gone, Chubb, Nelson, Barkley, and Landry, kind of a surprise pick there at number 8 to the Bears, but that's the talent outside of the quarterback position there. So the San Francisco 49ers, like I said, they could use a corner, they could use a defensive lineman, they could use a pass rusher, they could use a linebacker, very much so. Where do we go right now with the 49ers with the 9th overall pick?
Yes, we will take Tremaine Edmonds out of Virginia Tech.
I like that. So what does Edmonds offer you, in your opinion, that maybe Roquan Smith doesn't?
Physicality, maybe better size. I think Patrick Willis.
Yeah, he's definitely got the size at 6'5". There's no two ways about that.
He just brings more of a presence. I mean, I love Roquan Smith as well, but I like a guy for the middle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think he fits that role.
Yeah, I do too, and I think that Tremaine Edmonds is an excellent pick here. I think that the Raiders are a little ticked off at you, though, because I think that that's who they probably would have gone after if they had him still on the board, but they've still got another couple options as well. So good pick here for Tremaine Edmonds. He's a guy who's highly sought after. A lot of people are going to want to know where he's going here about this time in the draft. As it turns into April 26th, and we're all on our couches waiting for everything to break down. So Tremaine Edmonds goes to the San Francisco 49ers at number 9 overall, and right now the Oakland Raiders are on the clock. And making that pick for the Oakland Raiders at number 10 overall, we've got Corey Glazer. Corey, what's going on?
How's it going?
We've got this bad boy through the top 9 picks so far. We think that maybe Tremaine Edmonds may have been stolen right out from underneath your noses a little bit possibly here, but there's still a lot of talent on the board here. With the 4 quarterbacks going in the top 10, we've gotten a lot of the big-time guys off the board, but there's still some left to be had. So the Raiders could go in a lot of different directions here, Corey, as well. So where are you going with the Oakland Raiders pick here at number 10 overall?
All right. I am thinking it's between Roquan Smith and Vita Vey. And I think I'm going to go with Vita Vey.
Ooh, I like that. That's a bit of a twist. I like that a lot. I totally was expecting you to take Roquan Smith there, but Vita Vey, man, he is an absolute beast. And for what the Raiders want to do, especially there in the West, man, that's a great pick. That's an excellent pick. That's that one and Landry there at number 8. have definitely both taken me by surprise. But I love Vita Vea to the Raiders there. That is absolutely scary with him and Khalil Mack on the edge. Woo! I don't even know what to
absolutely.
Do with it. I don't typically bask on picks a lot, but that's a good one, man. I like that a lot. I wasn't expecting that
all right,
at
thanks
all. So we got Vita Vea going to the Oakland Raiders here at number 10 overall. Another shocker a little bit here. And right now, the Miami Dolphins are on the clock. And now making that pick at number 11 for the Miami Dolphins, we got Anthony Dev. Anthony, what's up, my man?
What's up, man?
So we've got a lot of talent still left on the board here at 11 for the Dolphins. A lot of quarterbacks have come off the board, though, so it looks like it's going to be a bit of a rebuilding year with some of the guys they've let go, some of their areas of need. They've got a couple guys here primed for the pick, and so what are you going to do with number 11 for the Dolphins?
With number 11, I'm going to select the safety out of Florida State, Derwin James. Just because I think he's the best player on the board. I know we need a linebacker, but I think in the second round we'll be able to pick one. We'll have some good talent there to pick from later on in the draft.
Absolutely. I think that's a wise pick because you've got Derwin James. There's a lot of people that think he's a top five talent in this draft overall. And to be getting him at number 11, especially if he lives up to what his expectations will be, that could be a great pick. And like you said, there are some linebackers that you can get in the second round. If you like Derwin James better than you like those linebackers, then it doesn't really matter. You feel like you got a premium player there still at number 11. So it's interesting how the board's coming off, my man. So thank you for your pick, Anthony. You guys can catch him on Twitter at DEVANT623. Anthony, thanks for your time, my man.
Thank you, sir.
And the Buffalo Bills are now on the clock. And making that pick for the Buffalo Bills at number 12, we've got Josh Padgett. Josh, what's happening, my man?
Not too much. Glad to be here.
No, glad that you're here, man. So we've got an interesting group that have come off the board so far. Derwin James has just been picked at number 11. There's still a lot of talent there for the Bills. What are they wanting to do if they're in this position? Do they still maybe go after a quarterback, even though the top four are off the board? Or are they, you know, the perceived top four, I guess I should say? The Bills have, you know, they have a solid bit of needs, but their real need is just quarterback. So I'm interested to see what you're going to do here for the Bills at number 12.
All right. I think the important thing to note here is that the Bills aren't really in contention. So that does put them in the market for a quarterback. However, if they can't get their hands on one of the top four, like you said, I don't think they're going to take one. So instead of going quarterback, I'm going to go with best player available, and that's going to be Roquan Smith. I love the talent there. I think he's really more of a top five pick than he is a top 15 pick, and I'd be thrilled if he fell to 12 if I'm the Bills. He doesn't necessarily fill a position of need for them. Their defense is a lot stronger than their offense. But you got to take the best player available when you're looking to compete in a division as tough as the one they're in. You build from the ground up when you're facing the Patriots twice a year, and they're your path to the playoffs. So best player available, Roquan Smith here.
So I'm surprised that you don't go after Lamar Jackson. You don't think that he might fit in here? Or, there's a couple quarterbacks in here that could be some quality NFL quarterback. So I'm still curious as to why you didn't maybe a Mason Rudolph here. I know that's high for him, but or Lamar Jackson even possibly, like I said, one of those two. I'm a little surprised that you didn't go for him, or maybe, you know, you guys have another pick here in the first round. So that maybe would fit the pick a little bit later then.
Yeah, if I'm going to take Mason Rudolph, it's definitely going to be a 22. And that would be an even better spot for Rudolph. I think I could see them trading back from 22 to get Rudolph in the top of the second, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the three, I guess they do have a second round pick here. I'm looking now, and they have 56. So with one of those three picks, I think they do have to grab a quarterback, whether that's going to be Jackson or Rudolph or Laletta or White out of Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They have some options. They are going to need to address the position. Worst case scenario, though, they're walking into week one with AJ McCarron as their starter. I don't love it. McCarron's not a starter for a whole season in my mind, but I think that Lamar Jackson has a good shot at being there at 22, and that's what I would probably bank on at this pick. Mm. is as him falling.
And it's a smart approach because there, I think as long as he gets past 15, I think that you have a legitimate shot of him actually getting to you down there at 22. So it'll be interesting to see what has happened with the board in the next, by the next time we talk. So Roquan Smith is off the board now at number 12 to the Buffalo Bills. And right now the Washington Redskins are on the clock. And making the pick for the Washington Redskins here at number 13 overall, we've got Aaron Lesher. What's going on, Aaron?
Not too much, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you on. So we're sitting here with a pretty, I wouldn't say predictable, first 12 picks of the draft, but pretty close to what a lot of people have been putting on there. I think with Landry and Vea coming off a little early, that's a little bit surprising. But overall, it's a pretty, it's almost a chalk draft, I guess, at least when you consider quarterbacks or teams that wanted quarterbacks got quarterbacks up until the Bills, and everybody else just picked the, you know, the best player that they thought was going to get them through it. So here we have the Redskins sitting here, new quarterback, their defense is coming, has come full circle last year a little bit, looked like they were a really impressive team, lost some guys, kind of fell off towards the second half of the season, and, you know, now, like I said, major quarterback change over on the other side. So what do the Redskins even do here at number 13?
Well, that's a good question. There's a couple ways I think they can go, but the two main things I think fans would agree with me that we want to improve this offseason and accomplish through the draft, A, be able to stop the run better, and B, be able to run the ball. So I think going into the draft, we want to look at players that are going to be able to accomplish that for us. We want to upgrade a running back, and we want to upgrade a D-line. So in addition to some depth players at other positions like cornerback, linebacker, safety, and wide receiver. So I've got an idea of who I want based on who's left on the board, but I think that player is really going to help us accomplish one of those things. All right, well, at number 13th overall, we're going to go with Daron Payne, defensive tackle out of Alabama.
I like that.
I think he's one of the best players on the board and a perfect fit for what the Redskins do. He's going to slide right in into our 3-4 defense, and he was a teammate of Jonathan Allen, who only played 5 games last year but was really impressive. He's coming back fully healthy. He's going to be able to reunite with John Allen, and I think investing a first-round pick in our defense is really going to solidify us. It's going to help the entire team. It's going to give Alex Smith and the weapons on offense more opportunities to score and move the ball. So I think all around it's just going to rising tide lifts all ships, so to speak. So I think it's a strong pick, really safe pick, and Daron Payne's a freak athlete. He's got a lot of upside that Jim Tomsula can hopefully unlock.
He's a guy that gives you a lot of different looks up front, can do a lot of different things. He's going to make that defense even stronger. And I mean, like I said, last year I really thought that their defense was going to end up being one of the top 10. At best, I think they were in the top half of the league anyways, but I think that they would have been a little bit higher. But this is a huge addition to that front seven, and they definitely need that, and that's something that they're going to only get better with what they've got coming off the edge, their back end. It's a nice addition, man, especially for a first-round pick. So Aaron Lesher is off of Hogs Haven, SB Nation's Redskins site, so make sure you guys are checking out his work there. Aaron, thanks, man, for your pick.
All right, thanks, Matt.
And now the Green Bay Packers are on the clock. And making that pick at number 14 overall for the Green Bay Packers is Bobby Haitley. Bobby, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Matt, how's it going? Going great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, anytime.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much for the opportunity. So pick number 14, Green Bay Packers. We are going to go with Denzel Ward, cornerback, Ohio State.
Getting right down to business. And Bobby, this board is getting exciting because a lot of these big time talents are falling here almost, you know, down to 15 and even to 14. Denzel Ward is a guy who's been considered a top 6, top 7 opportunity here for some of these teams. And for him to get down to you, I mean, what do you think that is for the Packers? Because the Packers could definitely use the secondary help, and Denzel Ward adds a lot of press scheme, especially at his height. It's really interesting to watch him play, and he's a really good ball player. I mean, he's definitely a top defender in this draft, and I think that's a steal almost for the Packers here at 14.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I was very surprised that he fell all the way to 14, but there's kind of been a cornerback exodus out of Green Bay, and I think that that's got to be one of their top priorities going into 2018 season, is getting a cornerback that can cover, that can press, that can man. I think Ward out of Ohio State, he's the full package, and I think that the Packers really could use his help this year.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely going to help that secondary coming into the 2018 season. So Denzel Ward is now off the board at number 14 to the Green Bay Packers, and the Arizona Cardinals are now on the clock. And making that pick at number 15 for the Arizona Cardinals is Seth Cox. Seth is the managing editor over at Revenge of the Birds for SB Nation. What's going on, Seth?
Not much. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great, man. This is a pretty interesting draft so far, as you can see. But, you know, the Cardinals are in a pretty good spot still. There's still some good talent here on the board. They've got some areas that they can definitely get a nice little influx of talent here. New quarterback, new everything, new coach, all that good stuff. So there's a lot to kind of dissect and look into as far as expectations go for what the Cardinals would like to do. So, my man, the floor is yours. What are you going to do here for the Arizona Cardinals at 15?
Well, when you look at the board and the way it's fallen, it really benefits what the Cardinals need. I mean, the two glaring needs for the Arizona Cardinals right now are franchise, you know, long-term quarterback option, and then they need a cornerback pretty badly. So, you know, there's some other players on the board. They need long-term answer at right tackle. They still need to figure out the interior offensive line. And despite drafting two inside linebackers or off-ball linebackers the last, you know, three drafts, they still need one more. And so there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of things that fit what the Cardinals need right here. But when it comes down to it, I think it's quarterback or bust in the NFL right now. And despite what the Eagles did with Nick Foles, you still got to have a quarterback. And I don't know if you think Sam Bradford's the answer long-term. I sure don't, and I don't think the Cardinals do either. With you know only investing basically a 1 year prove it contract for him. So
right.
You know at 15 with two guys from Louisville on the board, I think it comes down to who fits more. And to me, you know, there's no question that Lamar Jackson is the guy that the Cardinals need moving forward.
It's interesting that you take him off the board with number 12. I thought for sure he was going to go to the Bills. But they said that maybe they thought he was going to be back there at 22. Now he is definitely not. He is off the board there. That I think that's a realistic expectation here for the Cardinals as well. I think if he's there, depending on who they really like, you know, at the quarterback position, that really helps them move along into the future. Especially like you said, with the Band-Aid there at quarterback just for this year, more or less. And then hopefully the new coaching staff can develop Lamar Jackson into, you know, what they want from him. Hopefully he gets to sit a whole year. That's not likely, it doesn't seem, with Bradford's history, but you never know.
Right. And they did bring, you know, Mike Glennon for that specific reason. I mean, I know that's not a fun name that anybody wants to see play, but that is why they brought Glennon in, an experienced starter in the NFL. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm with you 100%. I think if it's not Lamar Jackson here, it would be either Jair Alexander or Josh Jackson. And so, you know, as a fan who's been starving for quarterbacks, I just went with the guy that I would like to see the most.
Lamar Jackson is now off the board to the Cardinals at 15, and the Baltimore Ravens are now on the clock. And representing the Baltimore Ravens at number 16 overall, we got Ken Zales. Ken, what's going on, my man?
Hey, thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So you've seen who's come off the board. It's, you know, kind of a mixed bag here, really a fairly chalk draft thus far. So, I mean, you still got a lot of talent here left on the board at 16, so what do you think the Ravens are going to do? Or let me ask you a different way. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, you look at the Raven organization, you got Ozzie Newsome in his last go-round as the GM. They've missed the playoffs each of the last 3 years, essentially losing the last game of the season each of the last 3 years, you know, missing out on the playoffs. And they have some holes. You know, there's questions around town about Joe Flacco and whether he's going to be the long-term solution. He struggled with injuries and inaccuracy the last couple of years. Wide receiver, tight end is always going to be a need. Middle linebacker is a need. They really attacked the defense last year to try to improve that, and it worked to a degree. It just couldn't work in the last game. So you look at what their needs are. You look at who's available. They could go wide receiver here. The top wide receivers are available. But I think they're going to go offensive line here. And it's rare that you have an opportunity at number 16 to take the top offensive lineman in the draft. And that's what they can do with Mike McGlinchey out of Notre Dame. They lost Howard. They did not bring him back. So they need a right tackle. McGlinchey could play left or right. And it puts him back together with his teammate Ronnie Stanley, and they can be bookends again. I think that'll help the entire offense, and the draft is deep enough at wide receiver and tight end that they could address that later on.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a smart pick. It's been kind of a long-term thing here for several of these teams that their offensive lines needed shored up. They'd have a nice kind of a flash in the pan type year one year, and then the years on both ends of it have been pretty bad. So smart pick here with Mike McGlinchey going to the Baltimore Ravens. Number 16, you guys can catch Ken on Twitter at FansFantasy.
Thank you so much.
All right. The LA Chargers are now on the clock. Definitely liked how this filled out, guys. I mean, we ended up seeing an offensive lineman come off the board here in the second round, or the second group of picks here. So that was kind of interesting. I knew that we were going to have a tackle come off eventually. Mike McGlinchey ends up rounding this one out to the Baltimore Ravens. Pretty interesting. Nice to see Daron Payne also to the Redskins. That's a great fit. I thought Vita Vea was a very interesting pick right there. Number 10 overall to the Raiders. I thought that was interesting. Obviously, Tremaine Edmonds could have gone in either one of those two spots with the number 9 or number 10, and could have gone several after that as well. Finally get Denzel Ward off the board to the Packers. Lamar Jackson to the Cardinals. I thought that was interesting as well. So a nice second day of the mock draft. Picks 9 through 16 are in the books. We're going to come back with pick 17, and the LA Chargers will be on the clock. So thank you guys all for listening. Hope you guys will join us for tomorrow's show as well. And until then, we'll catch you later right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.